Welcome to Bhakti Singha Japa Conference Call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Kamalochan Prabhu to enlighten us on Srimad Bhagavatam. So Prabhuji, are you present on the call?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much Prabhuji for giving your valuable association and time to all of us. Now I would like to hand over the call to you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudhiraye Nashta Prayesha Bhadresha Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhaguttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtikim. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 12, Verse Number 42. Yaha Panchavarshaha Guru Udara Vaksharih Vinnena Yataha Vidayena Duyata Vanam Madhadesha Karaha Ajitam Prabhum Jigaya Tad Bhakta Gane Parajitam. Yaha pancha varsho guru dara vaksharir vinnena yato hridayena duyata vanam madadesha karojitam prabhum jikaya tad bhakta gunai parajitam. Yaha pancha varsho dara vaksharir vinnena yato hridayena duyata vanam madadesha Shakarojitam Prabhum Jigayatad Bhakta Gunai Parajitam. Word to word meaning. Yaha, he who, Pancha Varshaha, at the age of 5, Guru Dara, the wife of his father, Vaksharir, by the harsh words, Vinnena, is very much aggrieved, Yata, when, Vidayena, because his heart, very much pained, vanam, to the forest, madadesha, according to my instructions, karaha, acting, ajitam, unconquerable, prabhum, supreme personality of Godhead, jigaya, he defeated, tad, his, bhakta, of his devotees, gunaihi, his qualities, parajitam, conquered. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The great sage Narada continued, just see how Dhruva Maharaj, aggrieved at the harsh words of his stepmother, went to the forest at the age of only 5 years, and under my direction underwent austerity. Although the Supreme Personality of Godhead is unconquerable, Dhruva Maharaj defeated him in the specific qualifications possessed by Lord's devotee. Purpose. The Supreme Personality of God is unconquerable. No one can conquer the Lord, but he voluntarily accepts subordination to the devotional qualities of the devotee. For example, Lord Krishna accepted subordination to the control of Mother Yashoda because she was a great devotee. The Lord likes to be under the control of his devotee. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, he said that everyone comes before the Lord and offers an exalted prayers. But the Lord does not feel as pleased and offers his prayers as he does when devoted. Out of pure love, he styles him as a subordinate. The Lord forgets his exalted position and willingly submits to his pure devotee. Dhruva Maharaj conferred the Supreme Lord because at a very tender age, only 5 years old, he underwent all the austerities of devotional service. This devotional service was the cause of, was of course executed under the direction of the great sage, Narada. This is the first principle of devotional service. Ado Guru Ashrayam, Guru Ashrayam. In the beginning, one must accept a devotion to the bona fide spiritual master. And if the devotee follows strictly the direction of the spiritual master, as Dhruva Maharaj followed the instructions of Narada Muni, then it is not difficult for him to achieve the favor of Lord. The sum total of devotional qualities is development of unalloyed love for Krishna. This unalloyed love for Krishna can be achieved simply by hearing about Krishna. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted it simply. That if one in any position submissively hears the transcendental message spoken by Krishna or about Krishna, then gradually develops the quality of unalloyed love. By that love only one can conquer the unconquerable. The Mayavadi philosophers aspire to become one with the Supreme Lord. A devotee surpasses the position. Not only does the devotee become one in quality with the Supreme Lord, he sometimes becomes the father, mother, or master of the Lord. Arjuna also, by his devotional service, made Lord Krishna his chariot driver. He ordered the Lord, "Put my chariot here." The Lord executed his order. These are some examples of how a devotee can acquire the exalted position of conquering the unconquerable. Ogyan Virandasi Gyanan Jana Shalapaya Sakshirur Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Tapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Tadameham Dati Swapadam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padagaram Sri Guru Vaishnavamsya श्रीरूपं सार्थजातं सहजनदगुणाथान्वितं कंसदं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहजनदिताशीषाकान्वितांश्च हे
कृष्णकरुणासिन्धोपेशगोपिकां
गोपेश गोपिका हम राधा पंत नमस्ते
आप जिस व्यक्ति से बात कर रहे हैं उन्होंने आपके कॉल को होल्ड पर रखा है कृपया लाइन पर बने रहें
वंचा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे वेरी appropriate, वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग वर्ड्स टू डिस्कस अबाउट एस्पेशली टुडे बीइंग द न्यू ईयर फॉर ऑल ऑफ अस नॉट ओनली जस्ट फॉर ऑल ऑफ अस द होल वर्ल्ड द लॉर्ड अपीयर्स इन दिस वर्ल्ड फॉर द पर्पस ऑफ डेलिवरिंग ऑल ऑफ अस नॉट ओनली यू सो
आप जिस व्यक्ति से बात कर रहे हैं उन्होंने आपके कॉल को होल्ड पर रखा है कृपया लाइन
टुडे इज द गौड़िया न्यू ईयर द 534th गौरब्ध गौरब्ध मीन्स द ईयर आफ्टर द अपीयरेंस ऑफ श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु अपीयर्ड 1486 And now it is already 534 years now. So this is 534th year of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance and today is New Year. Of course in America you celebrate Bodh Purnima on Wednesday and in India it was actually yesterday, Thursday. So today it is New Year and you must have celebrated New Year yesterday. So whether today or today, yesterday, New Year, we should all celebrate Jagannath Mishra Utsav. That is the day when Jagannath Mishra, he celebrated because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born in the evening. After sunset, there was no celebration possible on that particular day. The celebration happened the next day. Same way with Krishna. Krishna appeared on the Ashtami night, midnight. And there cannot be any celebration possible in the Ashtami night. So on the next day, that is Navami, that is Dandotsav, that is the appearance of Sri Prabhupada, that is the day when Nanda Maharaj and all the Gopis, they all came and they celebrated the appearance of the Lord. So today is actually the Utsava day. Yesterday was Upavas. Day was yesterday was actually Adivas. So if you are in America, then Tuesday became the Adivas, Wednesday became the Upavas, and the next day is Thursday. That is the New Year, Jagannath Utsav. That actually becomes the Utsava day. So any festival is actually for 3 days. The Adivas, Upavas, and Utsava. So 3 days any festival. Because the feasting happens after fasting. So when you are fasting, that is known as Upavas, where you are constantly singing the glories of the Lord, and all the Vaishnavas, they are just ecstasy, drowned in ecstasy of about the appearance of the Lord. And now after going to the ecstasy, celebration comes when they are out of the consciousness of being drowned, submerged in sweetness of Chaitanya. So today is actually the appearance, the festival of the appearance. Though the appearance happened yesterday, today is actually the festival. So New Year, Happy New Year to all of you. And this is actually a day to think of Srila Prabhupada's vision of this world, of ISKCON. He wanted a cultural revolution. Culture means celebrating festivals. And one of the important festivals we celebrate is actually the New Year. And if we still define January 1st as the New Year, we can never have any cultural revolution. At least the devotees should celebrate today as the New Year and forget about the so-called New Year which people celebrate January 1st. Even many Christian communities don't celebrate January 1st as New Year. Neither they celebrate 25th as the appearance of Jesus. Many Christian communities don't accept this thing. What to speak of those who are not born in the land of Christianity. So those who are at least born in the Bharat Varsha, they should accept that today is a New Year and we should open our new account today and begging forgiveness from the Lord for all and all Lord spiritual master and all the Vaishnavas, and whatever offenses are committed, please forgive me and let me experience the newness in Krishna consciousness. Of course, for a devotee, every day is new. But still, when Chaitanya appears in the heart of a devotee, then he becomes the newness, there is some newness within the newness also. There is some Navanama Dhamanya Uditam Brantumasi. Navanama Dhamanya Uditam Brantumasi. Every day is actually new, and especially when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance day comes. The next day appearance, the day celebrated as the Utsava, the New Year, then that becomes more special. Somehow, though I was thinking of speaking on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu this time, but I got the Bhagavata verse. So when I read the verse, I come to know that Srila Prabhupada also wrote about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his words. And he actually talks about the mood of the Lord, the mind of the Lord. We have Bhagavad Gita, which talks about who is God. We have Srimad Bhagavatam, which talks about what does God do. And we have Chaitanya Charitamrita, which talks about what God thinks, what Krishna thinks. So what Krishna thinks has been described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And exactly it is matching with the words. So the Srila Prabhupada quotes Chaitanya Charitamrita. So to know what Srila Prabhupada wrote in the words, we have to go to Chaitanya Charitamrita. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a very beautiful conversation between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda. This conversation is the topmost of all the conversations in the entire Chaitanya Charitamrita. If you see the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had 5 conversations and revealed the knowledge of all the Vedic teachers through these 5 conversations. The Prabhupada took these 5 conversations and then compiled one book called Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. teachings of Lord Chaitanya is a small book compared to Prabhupada. Summarizing, did a summary study of all the five conversations which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's conversation with Sanatana Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's conversation with Rupa Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's conversation with Ramananda Raya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's conversation with Saramatachari, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's conversation with Prakashananda Saraswati. These five conversations reveal entire Vedic knowledge. Because in the conversation with Sanatana Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Veda Tina Pahe, only three things in the Vedic literature. What are they? Sambandha Abhideya Prayojana. Bhagavan Sambandha Bhakti Abhideya Prema Prayojana. Yeah? Bhagavan Sambandha. We have a relation with Krishna, nobody else. And we have Abhideya, the process of reviving our lost relations with Krishna is known as Abhideya, the process. And ultimately there is Prayojana. Prayojana means the goal of life. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reveals Sambandha Jnana through the conversations with Sanatana Goswami. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reveals the Abhideya Jnana through his conversations with Rupa Goswami. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reveals the Prayojana Jnana through his conversations with Ramananda Raya. And you may say, only three points are there, why five conversations? Because when there was conversation with Rupa Goswami, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu concluded, hearing and chanting is a process by which we can revive our lost relations with Krishna. When you constantly go on hearing and chanting the names, qualities, the form and the past names of Krishna, then we revive our lost relationship. Somebody may ask the question, oh, why? Why we have to take the process of devotion? Why not jnana? Why not yoga? Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reveals the knowledge of Abhideya Vichar through his conversation with Prakasha and Saraswati. And somebody may ask, oh, why are we servant of Krishna? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Jivaya, Surubhoya, Krishna, Nityadasa, Sanatana Goswami. So there, somebody may ask this question, oh, why only servant of Krishna? Why we should only become Krishna? Huh? Why not we become Krishna? Why only we servant? So then there is an argument, there is a counter-argument, and there is a establishing Siddhanta by argument and counter-argument that happens through the conversation with Saramatachari. So Sambandha Vichar was revealed to the conversation Chaitanya had with Saramatachari. And Abhideya Vichar, Vichar means contemplation. Contemplation and Abhideya, contemplation and Sambandha. Contemplation and Abhideya is revealed through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's conversation with Prakashana and Saraswati. But here one interesting point is, we have only Abhideya Vichar and Sambandha Vichar. There is no Prayojana Vichar. There is no contemplation and Prayojana. What is there? When somebody gives you rasgulla, rasgulla is sweet. There is no argument on that. So there is no vichara on abhideya, on prayojana. So prayojana means the goal of life. So this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed through Ramananda Raya. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not speaking. He was so much in ecstasy. Who is Mahaprabhu? Krishna himself. And there, he is crying in separation from Srimati Radharani. There Krishna, he took the mood of Srimati Radharani, crying in separation from Krishna. So who is Chaitanya? Chaitanya is Krishna who is crying for himself. Very astonishing tattva. There is no astonishing tattva as much as Chaitanya. Krishna crying for himself. So now he is going all the way from Jagannath Puri to South India. So there Krishna Sriraj Goswami describes that what opulence Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not show in Jagannath Puri, what opulence Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not show even in Navadvip, that was shown by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in South India too. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all the way is coming from Jagannath Puri down south on the pretext of searching his brother. But actually, he is constantly crying and chanting the names of Krishna. Pranayashru Dharam. His whole eyes, the tears are falling from his eyes. Like Ganga and Yamuna flowing into the ocean. That kind of constant ecstasy Mahaprabhu had. And in this way, when he was chanting and dancing, everybody who saw him in South India, they became Vaishnavas. Not only they became Vaishnavas, wherever they went, by seeing them, they became Vaishnavas. In this way, the whole of South India, where everybody were like wolves and jackals, because they accepted all nonsensical philosophies. They are too intelligent and too atheistic. Just by Mahaprabhu's presence, the tears which roll down to the eyes of Mahaprabhu converted the hearts of the Vaishnavas whose hearts were so hard and they all became devotees. This way Mahaprabhu went to Kurukshetra. Nice wonderful description of Mahaprabhu going to Kurukshetra. And then he comes down from Kurukshetra to all the way to Simhachalam. Kurukshetra, we know there is a description between Brahmin and he worshipped the Kurma deity there, which originally the only Kurma deity in the entire world is there in Srikakulam. You have to get down Srikakulam road and then go to on the coastal Andhra. So from there you go, come down south near Vishakhapatnam, on top of the hill, went to Simhachalam. There is a deity of Narasimha which looks like a Shivalinga because they put lot of chandana on it. Only on one day, in the entire year, they removed the chandana. So Mahaprabhu, a day ecstasy, was dancing and chanting the glories of Narasimha. And then from there he came down walking and reached Raja Mahendri. Raja Mahendri is a very, very beautiful town. The town which has produced the greatest scholars on this planet, greatest poets on the planet, who actually wrote the entire Mahabharata in Telugu language. There is a beautiful song which describes Raja Mahendri. It is on the bank of river Godavari. Godavari is actually known as Gautami Ganga. And the scriptures it has been described is more sacred than Ganga. And Vashishtha had his ashram there once upon a time. It is known as Gospada Kshetra. So there, Chaitanya came into the bath. And there Godavari is flowing. There is a song which describes Vedamla Vartilli Godavari. When Godavari is flowing, it is like Vedagosha going on. And as if Amaradhama, there is Amara means heavenly kingdom. Such a beautiful place it is. So he took bath and immediately he felt that he is in Yamuna, on the banks of Yamuna. He went into ecstasy, he went into chanting and dancing there. There, he was sitting at one place after taking bath. There, at the time, Ramananda Rai arrived. Lot of people were there along with him. Brahmins chanting mantras, somebody playing drums. And from far, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could see Ramananda Rai. Immediately he felt his mind is running towards Ramananda Rai and trying to hug Ramananda Rai. At the moment, somehow he controlled himself. Ramananda Rai took bath and he saw the sannyasi quite from far and came near Chaitanya.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, you're not audible.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Prabhuji is there, but I don't know what happened. Somebody called him or something.
I see. Okay, we'll hang on.
No. He will come back.
Hare Krishna, what happened?
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, we cannot hear you.
Yeah, let me try my
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Able to hear
yes.
now?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Where were you, from where should I speak? What is the last point in the meeting?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Prabhu Raj.
Okay, let's come to Raj Mandi. So now, in the Chaitanya Lila, there are two currents. That is, the current which flows up and the current which flows down. So actually Chaitanya is Krishna. Krishna in mood of Srimati Radharani is actually constantly crying in submission from Krishna. So Radharani is crying, I'm going, then she means Vishakha Devi, and Ramanandra is actually Vishakha Devi. So Vishakha Devi is consoling Srimati Radharani. So it's a conversation between Radharani and Vishakha Devi. Though actually it is a conversation between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramanandraya. So there Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Ramanandraya, please speak about the goal of life. And but you have to quote from a verse in the scriptures and stating the goal of life. Then Ramanandraya says that serving Krishna by practicing one's varna and ashrama, that is the goal of life. Keeping Krishna in the center for the satisfaction of Krishna, do all your activities. Whether you are Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas. Then he quotes this verse. There's no other process other than this practicing varnashram dharma satisfaction of Krishna. Then Mahaprabhu says, oh, eyo bahya, this is very external, speak further. Then Nairaman says that yat karoshi yajurushi yadashna shita prasasukonteya tat purishwama darpanam. Whatever you do in your life, you just do it for Krishna without any attachment for varna and ashrama. So then Mahaprabhu says, oh, eho bahya, it is so external, alkohar, you go further. Mahaprabhu rejected practice of varna ashrama, even though it is meant for the satisfaction of Krishna, as external, because when somebody is practicing varna ashrama for the pleasure of Krishna, though it is meant for the pleasure of Krishna, still that identity is there, I am a Brahmin. I'm a Kshatriya, I'm a Vaishya, I'm a Shudra, I'm an engineer, I'm a doctor, I'm a man, I'm a woman, I'm rich, I'm poor. So, that is why the Mahaprabhu rejected it as external. And then, he further went, though it is devotional service, Mahaprabhu said it is external. Then went further. Then he told, yatkaro, shiyatju, shujyoho, shiyatishna, shiyatapasitikuntaya, whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you say, do it for me. Then Mahaprabhu told, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, eh, hoi bahya. It is external. Why Mahaprabhu rejected this as the ultimate goal of life? He rejected this as the ultimate goal of life because still there is an attachment that I am the doer, kartrutva. Yeah, there is, I am the doer. Because of me, this work is happening. If I would have not done, nobody would have done. Without me, how will the world run? Without me, how will the house run? Without me, how will the temple run? Without me, how will the preaching happen? Without me sleeping, how will the sunrise in the morning? So this is a, there is a tendency in us that I am the doer. So Mahaprabhu told, I don't accept it, that topmost goal of life. Then comes a beautiful verse from the Bhagavad Gita, where Ramananda says, Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam saranam vraja, antvam sarvapebhyo mokshayishyami maha sukha. Very famous words, this is that. Charama Shloki Gita, the topmost shloka in Bhagavad Gita. So then Mahaprabhu says, Evai Bahya. Even Mahaprabhu rejected Sarvadharman parityajya, this word is the ultimate goal of life. Because there is a tendency that I am renounced. I have renounced. Mahaprabhu told, Evai Bahya. Even renunciation is external. That is also not the goal of life. So renunciation means you think that I have it and I give it up. First of all, what belongs to you to give up? Nothing belongs to us. Where is the question of giving up? Somebody who thinks that I have given up, that he is actually double sword. He is actually a double thief. First, it doesn't belong to me. Him. So he is thinking it is his. So that is the first story. The first thief, first step. So what is the second step? He is giving charity. He is giving up. So the second step. So one becomes a double chore by accepting this thing. So Mahaprabhu said, no. Sarvadharman, this is also bhajya. Alkohol. Then Ramananda quoted a beautiful verse in the Bhagavad Gita. No, we should have dhyana also and bhakti also. Then he told, Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atmana Sushatina Kamsati Tam Sarveshu Bhuteshu Mat Bhakti Lavate Param. Then he quoted this verse. Then Mahaprabhu told, Yehoi Bhagya, this is also external. Age Koho Ari, go further. What is this? Even Dhyana, transcendental knowledge, and which gives actually greatest devotional service, that is also considered to be external. Why? Because there is a consideration that you require knowledge, transcendental knowledge, to become a devotee, for devotion is based on knowledge, based on transcendental knowledge. So, no. Devotion is not also based, is not based on that. That is why Mahaprabhu told, Yehoi Bahya, Agi Kohava. Then Ramananda quotes a beautiful verse in Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 14th chapter, 3rd verse, that is spoken by Lord Brahma in Brahma's prayer. This is a beautiful verse, everybody has to remember. Jnane prayasam udapasya namantyaiva jivanti sanmukaritam bhavadiya vartam tane sita shudigatam tanuval manobhir ke prayasro jita jito pesita istilokyam. So, this verse today, what we are discussing about Dhruva Maharaj, the same thing is spoken in this verse. That is, the Prabhupada talks about this verse and also talks about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's conversation with Rai Ramananda. When Rai Ramananda spoke this verse, Mahaprabhu told, hey hoy, this is okay. Aage kaho aar. So, what is that thing which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted in the goal of life? It is this verse, which is spoken by Narada, glorifying his own disciple. What is the current section of Bhagavatam which is going on now? 42nd verse, what you have given me, 41st verse on what is happening? Narada, the spiritual master of Dhruva, is glorifying Dhruva. Narada is such a great personality. He glorifies his disciple. What did he do in the 7th canto? He glorified Prahlad. Who is Prahlad? Disciple of Narada. Actually, the spiritual master takes great pleasure in glorifying his disciple. Only we heard, disciples should glorify spiritual master. Any of the disciples will glorify spiritual master should glorify. But the perfection is not in glorification of spiritual master. But the perfection is the disciple conducts his life in such a way. Disciple attains to such level of devotional service, the glory to the spiritual master just glorifies the disciple. Where is Narada glorifying Prahlada? In the Rajasuya Sabha. This Rajasuya Sabha, who was not there? All the demigods were there. All the kings were there. All the rishis were there. It was a huge assembly. In that assembly, like Krishna wanted Bhishma to attain glory by speaking about Krishna consciousness. the same way here, Narada, he's speaking in front of all the assembled sages, the demigods, everyone, glorifying his own disciples and taking great pleasure in his disciples' attainment. So this is the greatest happiness one can give to a spiritual master. When you attain perfection in devotional service and exhibit transcendental qualities like Dhruva and Prahlad achieve, seeing those qualities in you, the spiritual master becomes so happy. And in that happiness, he cannot stop but glorifying the disciple. Of course, the disciple doesn't want to hear his own glory. That is a different thing. That is his humility. But the perfection is that, the spiritual master should be so pleased that he just cannot but stop glorifying the disciple. Seeing the disciples' attainment of this, attaining the spiritual heights. So here, Guru Maharaj, we know from the story, 5 years, he did such great tapasya. Narada himself is telling, says in this particular verse, that, oh, you attained the Supreme Lord. And who is that Supreme Lord? The Supreme Lord is one who is sponsored by his devotees. That is the introduction. Who is Krishna? Who is somebody else? Krishna, God is that, he is there. Parameshwara, Paramatma, Jagatkarta, Siddhikarta, he is Vaikunthanatha and all these things. But we don't accept. Gaudiya Vaishnava is a Gaudiya New Year. So we just cannot but think of Krishna, one, who is completely controlled by the love of his devotees. He is just completely controlled, completely dependent on love of his devotees. He just starts crying. He is always under fear. The devotee may become angry. The devotee become upset. So Krishna is totally controlled by the devotion of the devotee. That is what even Bhagavatam talks about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There are 3 verses in the 11th canto of Bhagavatam which actually gives the pramana, which gives the proof of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Lord. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. And the conversation with Karavad and Rishi and Maharaj Nimi. Maharaj Nimi asked about the incarnation of the 4 ages. So he talked about in the Satyuga, the Lord appears in white color, Trita Yuga, red color, Dwapara Yuga, black color, and Kali Yuga, he appears in the Pita Varna, yellow color. So while talking about this Kali Yuga incarnation, he speaks 3 beautiful verses. That is the 11th canto, the 5th chapter, 32, 33, 34, 4, 3 verses. Krishna Varnam Dusha Krishnam, Angopanga Tapasam, Ignitam Krishna Praye, Ejanti Sumetisha, Yam Sada Parivodanam Adishta Doham, Chaitanya. When this verse is describing about Krishna, the last line says, Maya Mrigam Daita Ipsitam. Daita means beloved, Radharani. Beloved of Krishna is Radharani. What does Krishna do? Mrigayati. Now you must have seen a calf. What does the calf do around a cow? It jumps around, like here, there, dances around. Very rarely, when people are from villages, these days, in childhood, I spent getting a calf and $1,000. This calf, they jump like a knife. Here and there, just to get the attention of the cow, mother. It's like a play between the mother and the child. The same way, Mrigayati. All the activities Krishna does is just to get the attention of the mother. Just to get the kripa kataksha. This is how Krishna is just dancing around the entire Vraja. Whatever he does, takya rasa. He goes around with his friends. Why? So that somehow he can meet Radharani. Whatever actions he does, he just somehow get the attention of Radharani. He's completely sold out. He is, what to speak of being conquered, he is sold out by the charms of Srimati Radharani. So here, the same thing is spoken. Ye prayasu ajito vijitaha. Ajito vijitaha. Even the unconquerable Lord is conquered by the devotion. Ajito vijitaha. Who is the devotee by whom the unconquerable Lord is also conquered? The devotee, Jnane Prayasa Mudapasya Namantiva. Jnane Prayasa Mudapasya. one who gives up all the endeavors of jnana, karma and yoga. Udapasya means gives up. So what does he do? Udapasya says, namankeiva. He just surrenders to what? Surrenders to jnane payanad udapasya namankeiva. Surrenders to Krishna. And jnane payanad udapasya namankeiva. Jivanti sammukaritam bhavadiya vartam. He lives. How does he live? Sannukaritam bhavadiya vartam. Just constantly hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord in association of their devotees. Because these varta, these glorifications are bhavadiya vartam. They can deliver a person from within existence. Where should go? One should go to attain, to hear and chant the glories. No, you don't have to go anywhere. Tane sitam. Wherever you are, you be there. The biggest problem in the conditioned soul is he thinks that my situation is not good. So I have to go to some other material situation so that I can be more happy, I can do better devotion. This is the biggest problem. Like you have a house, 1 BHK house, then you find that, no, when I get a 2 BHK house, one room exclusively to the Lord, I can do devotion. So when I shift to that house, my devotion will become happy. My better, or my family relations will become. So you're always thinking of changing your material situation without thinking the fact that wherever Krishna has kept you, whichever position Krishna has given you, that is the best situation for you to progress in devotional service. Even though your husband or wife may be the most uncooperative, Krishna has kept you in the situation. So this most uncooperative situation is a situation best for you. That is why, tane sitam, be wherever you are, and then practice devotional service. Tane sitam sudhigatam manuvang manovir. Tanuvang manovir. Tanu means body, mind and soul. What do you do? By tanuvang manovir, tayaso ajito bijitaha. When you practice devotional service, body, mind and speech, what happens? Ajito bijitaha. Even the unconquerable Lord, Ajita, will be conquered by you. That is the speciality. Like, Prabhum jigayatat bhakta gunai parajitam. The word parajitam in this verse, that is the present verse what we are discussing today, that is the 4th canto, 12th chapter, 42. In that there is one word called Prabhu jigayatat bhakta gunai parajitam. The guna, the qualities of a devotee are so strong. Devotion is more stronger than Krishna. Bhakti is more powerful than Krishna. So this bhakti, where is this bhakti? Bhakti Krishna doesn't have. Krishna bhakti, Krishna doesn't have. Krishna bhakti is a devotee. So the devotee becomes very powerful. And because he has got this devotion, the unconquerable Lord becomes conquered by devotion. So whatever Brahma has told in this verse, and which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted as a hoy, ye hoy, ayatahar, please go further. So this word, jnane payasam, verse 10, that is 10 canto, 14th chapter, 3rd verse, which is must for all devotees, remember. What word is used by Brahma here? Ajitopi jitaha. And that's what is word used by Narada here in this word. It says parajitam, bhakta gunai parajitam, prabhum jigaya tat bhakta gunai, tat bhakta gunai parajitam, he becomes conquered. So this is the nature of Krishna. And he becomes conquered by his devotee's devotion. That is the nature of devotion. It is so wonderful, so excellent, that Krishna even wants to taste that. He wants to know what is this devotion. He's completely amazed. Everybody is amazed by Krishna's power and all. But Krishna himself is amazed by his devotion, his Shakti, his Bhakti Shakti. That is why Krishna had to come in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So those who have attended Gaur Purnima festival and heard a lot of lectures, you all must have definitely heard three the eternal reason for the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why Krishna came as Chaitanya? What is the eternal reason? For any incarnation, there is something internal reason, external reason. External reason is from the point of view of those whom he is appealing for. Kala sat sama point. What is the external reason for the appearance of Sri Chaitanya? Anarpita sarimchira karunaya avatirna kalau samarpayitumunna chodjulasam savakti shriyam haripurata sundara vidgadambatam vidha sadaru dekandare skotvasa kirandana. So in this verse, Sarudamagara, he actually writes this verse originally. And Krishna Sridhar Goswami quotes this verse in the very beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita. He says, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give something which anarpita charimchira, what no other incarnation has not given till now. That thing is, what is that thing? Unnata ujjala rasa. That is, parasa, parasa, shantada, ashivatsare manas. Among the five, Madhurya is a top one. In Madhurya, they are again two. That is Swakya and Parakya. Swakya is there in Dwaraka and Parakya is in Vrindavan. Parakya Bhava is the Vajate Prachar. Among these two, Parakya Bhava, that is Krishna with the gopis, not married with the gopis, that is the topmost. And in that, what is the topmost? There are two kinds in the Parakya. What is that? That is Samyoga and Viyoga. Samyoga means in union and in separation. So the separation, bhakti in separation is topmost. Why bhakti in separation is topmost? Because the engrassment, the devotee is more engrassed than the Lord in separation. There is no longing for the Lord. The love comes out in spontaneously, very unlimited way it comes out. Like for example, there is a mother and a child in the room. In the house, the child is playing, mother is sleeping, not bothered about the child. The love is the child, love is there, it's not, love is not there. But the child is playing, the mother is sleeping. Then the child goes to the school and is supposed to come back by 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It becomes 2:30, not come back. 3:30 is not come back. She becomes very anxious. Where is my child? Where is my child? She starts crying. So in separation from the child, the mother starts crying. And all the love which is in the heart, it comes, it pours out like a volcano. So that is actually the love in separation. The hidden love, it pours out like a volcano. That is why love in separation is far more superior to love in union. So this love in separation, that is called Vitalambha, that is what Chaitanya came to give us. And where did he hide this law of Krishna Prema? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he hid in this holy name. That is why when we chant the holy names of Krishna, we go on constantly searching for that love, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has hid in the holy name. So we go on constantly searching for that divine love, which is there in the transcendental names of Krishna. Anyhow, this is the external reason for the appearance of Sri Chaitanya. Now, what is that internal reason for which Krishna appeared Chaitanya? The internal reason is the amazement which he has because of that love. The love which he gave to the entire world, he's amazed by that. He wants to experience it. He has a developed greed for it. That is why Surudhamma writes very beautiful verse. Sri Radhayah Pranayamayma Kidrishovaneva Swadhyoya Dhutmadrima Kidrishovamadiyah Sokhyam Chastimadhanamadha Kidrisham Vethilova So Sarudamada composed this beautiful verse. If you get time somewhere, you get this verse by heart as an offering to Chaitanya, you can do this thing. Where he described about the three reasons for which Chaitanya appeared as Krishna appeared as Chaitanya. What was that first greed? Lobha, he developed the greed, which originally had during the time of Narasimha. Narasimha was actually very happy keeping Prahlad in his lap. So seeing Prahlad happy, Narasimha had agreed. Hey, what is this going on? Prahlad, he's my devotee, he's more happy than me. Why is he happy than me? Because he's got a father. Narasimha thought, my father and mother are pillar, unconscious pillar. So I'll become happy. I want to experience the happiness of being a son. He came as Ramachandra. Then he had Ramachandra, he had three mothers and father, so much of love, parental affection came in, but there was a problem. Ramachandra had no friends, even though he had friends like Sugriva, paying obeisances, very official friends. No friends to play with. They cannot play kabaddi, they cannot play kusti. That kind of friends Ramachandra did not have. And also, he had Vibhishana, he had Sugriva. All these people are having Satyarasa with Rama, but it is not very. That kind of satya is supposed to be. So then Lord Ramachandra also had Ekapatni Vrata. He also wanted to enjoy with many, many wives, so he came as Krishna. So he completely satisfied, Sakyaras was completely satisfied, Vatsalya completely satisfied, Madhurya completely satisfied, but there was a problem. Three problems he had in Krishna pastimes. The first problem, actually not a problem, rather the bead. Bead is a problem. But when Krishna has this bead, that becomes transcendental problem. That gives bliss. So the first bead is, Chiradaya pranayamahima kidrisho vanaiva kidrishaha. I want to know, I have agreed to know that the greatness of love Krishna Radharani has for me. Krishna, he saw, he loves Radharani. And Radharani also loves him. But he saw Radharani's love for him was more than what he has for Radharani. Then he wanted to taste, know what is love. I can only learn when I actually take the mood of Srimati Radharani. Second, what is that love? Bhakti. Krishna got amazed. Krishna got completely bewildered, completely conquered by the love which Radharani has for him. Now, second thing. He thought Radharani is so beautiful, golden doll, molten golden, golden color, complexion, so beautiful, all attractive features are there. He says, I am like a monkey in front of her. I am black, she is molten gold. And why is she getting attracted to me? What is there in me? I don't know. What is that sweetness in me by which she is getting attracted to me? Because the beauty lies in the eyes of the beholder. And Srimati Radharani actually loves Krishna. The beauty of Krishna is not with Krishna, it is in the heart of Srimati Radharani. So Krishna wanted to taste his own beauty. For that, he had to take shelter of his devotion. So Krishna takes shelter of his devotion. And then, the third view which he had was Saukyam Chastina Dhamataha. As if, Lord, I am enjoying all the devotee service. But I want to enjoy the happiness which is there in bhakti. Even Krishna doesn't know how much happiness, how much bliss bhakti gives. Krishna doesn't have the happiness of serving. He has the happiness of being served. When you are served, you experience only pleasure, not bliss. Sukha and ananda. Like for example, you have a big function in your house. About 100 people are coming to your house, a satsang program, and the lady of the house is the whole day in the kitchen cooking so many items, and abhishek, she has cooked so tasty. All of them, 100 people had come. She thought, you know, I cooked for 150 people. But these people ate for 300 people and completely finished up, and not a single grain of rice is left. Now, she's not taken a drop of water the whole day. And then, at the end, everybody left and she's left with nothing, just a glass of water. She's drinking the glass of water, all enjoyed. Happiness is there, sukha is there, and ananda is whose? Us. So ananda in serving, the bliss in serving, that Krishna doesn't know. So that only Radharani knows. So he wanted to experience the bliss of devotion, being conquered by and being amazed by devotion, which is described in his words. Beautiful words, which Narada himself glorifying his own disciple. He says, parajitam, being conquered by this. Krishna, in the mood of Srimati Radharani, appeared as Chaitanya. So Srila Prabhupada talks about, mayavadis want to become Krishna. But why to become Krishna? Become greater than Krishna. Of course, nobody can become greater than Krishna. But it is a devotion. By taking shelter of the devotion, you attain a position which is superior to Krishna. That is conquering Krishna. It is only by prema bhakti it can happen. It cannot happen by just varnashrama and keeping Krishna happy. It cannot happen by jyoshidhisthanasikrapasikvantya. It doesn't happen by saradharana prithikya. It doesn't happen by jnana, by brahmabhuta prasannatma. It only happens by sthane, sitam. Yes, don't bother about what's the little situation. Let it go to hell. The little situation you is released. Don't bother about it. Just chant and hear the glories of Krishna. Chant and hear the qualities of Krishna, the pastimes of Krishna, chant the names of Krishna, the sources and devotees. This is what the essence of this verse. Over time. Hare
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, August Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Prabhuji, you just now said getting served and serving, it's like a difference. While serving, you will get the bliss. So what is the difference between pleasure and bliss?
I will give you an example. That is, those who came and had all the food what you cook in the house, they had a lot of pleasure in eating, isn't it? It's very tasty. Now this lady who has worked whole day and she doesn't even have a small grain of rice, hungry, only some water. But who is more happy? Who is more happy? They all came and enjoyed and went. Who served? They became happy. So there is a lot of difference between pleasure and happiness. Pleasure is only temporary. Happiness, this is something permanent, eternal, which is not to come aindrikam yatta. It is beyond sensual. The bliss is something which is not attained by a sense enjoyment or by senses. Aindrikam. Indrikam means which is beyond the sensual perception. So if you see the sensual perception, though those who came and ate, they enjoyed. But this was the first by the person who was actually served. So this service gives this. That is what.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Koti Koti Dhanyavad Pranam to your self. Thank you very much for Nectarian class. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev ji. Prabhuji, one question, that where we have to get your all the recording lecture, Prabhuji?
Yeah, because whatever lectures I gave in this thing, that must be there in your in net or something like that. In the ISKCON Desire, there are a few lectures, and internet also there are a few lectures.
Yes.
I'm not very technically sound. Very poor. I'm very poor in organizing things.
Yes, Prabhuji. Dhanyavad Pranam. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev.
Hare Krishna. Dhanyavad Pranam, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Dhanyavad Pranam.
Yes, Mataji, we can hear you.
Okay. Shall I ask the question? Am I audible?
Yeah.
Yes, Mataji. Okay. Dhanyavad Pranam, Prabhuji. My question is that when we perform any act of devotion, whether we are in Vrindashram, yeah, whether we are in Grahasthashram, the asakti comes. You know, that comes in the package. When we stay in farm communities,
yes,
we serve, we have asakti comes automatically. Now, as according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood and teaching, how should we overcome that asakti? Because that cannot vanish. It comes. Even for example, if we go and serve in Mayapur, we get asakti towards the VPs, yeah, towards a particular seva. So how do we overcome that?
Good question. There are two things we get attached to. One is the result of the work and the work itself. Krishna, in the Bhagavad Gita, he talks about this thing. The famous words in the Bhagavad Gita, that is, karmanne vajigaraste maha paleshu vadachana maha karma phala hetarpur mate sankutva karmani. After speaking this very famous words, in the second chapter 47, then Krishna immediately talks about clarifying what he has spoken. And he says that whatever you do, you have only right to do. You don't have the right or the results of the work. Number two, he says you don't have the right, you don't have the right over the results because you are not the cause of the results. Generally we think it is because of me the results are coming. So that is why there is an attachment to the result. And also to the attachment to the work itself. That is why Krishna speaks this verse. He says, Yogastaha Kuru Karmani Sangam Tektva Dharanjaya siddha asiddhayo samo bhutva samatvam yo uchyate. Now if you are getting attached to the results, then that means we are falling down in maya. Now if you are getting attached to kartrutva, it is because of me this is happening. When I dress the deity, it is so beautiful because I dress the deity. Or even somebody else dresses the deity, you may be very attached to the dressing of the deity. But Krishna is beautiful. Krishna is beautiful and he is giving the beauty to the dress, not because the dress is beautiful, Krishna is beautiful. So there is an attachment to the kartrutva. Like somebody may think, because of me all the preaching is happening. Because of me Buddha situation happened. So there may be that there is a, of course there is a natural to get attached to the result as well as the kartrutva, that is work itself. So when we get attached to the result, we are actually caught up in maya. When we get attached to the doership, ahankaramatma kartaham ki manate, then you are fighting with maya. Without understanding, maya is under Krishna's control. So now your question is how to get out of these two kinds of attachments. There is only one way. That is to get attached to a devotee of Krishna. That is what Kapil Muni, he instructs his own mother. This prasanga majaram bhasam atmana samyogo sayeva sadhu kruto moksha dwara bhasam. When you are totally surrendered and attached to the spiritual master, who is actually representative of Krishna, seeing him as a perfect representative of Krishna, you get attached to him and the Supreme Lord. To the extent we are surrendered and attached to the Supreme Lord and Spiritual Master Guru Gauranga, to that extent we can. Now you may say, how to develop this attachment? Attachment develops because of service. Now in the same service is done keeping these three points in mind. Number one, Guru Rajnaya. I am doing this only as an instrument of my spirit, as a spiritual master. Number two, Bhagavat Prityartham. Bhagavat Prityartham means for the pleasure of Krishna. Number three is Bhagavat Kainkari Rupena. I may be giving a big seminar. Now just now I am giving a class to everybody here and thousands of people are hearing. And immediately I go to the ashram and the devotee who was supposed to clean the toilet is sick, so I take the room and clean the toilet. Both are for Krishna. But I am only a servant. A servant can, he should be willing to do any kind of service. So remember these three points. Number one, I am just doing on behalf of spiritual man. For him, by him and after. Number two, that is Guru Rajnaya. Number two is Prityartham, Bhagavat Prityartham, pleasure of Krishna. That's all. If Krishna is happy, even though I am unsuccessful, I am successful. If Krishna is not happy, and Vaishnava is not happy, Guru is not happy, my success is also failure. So far, success is also failure. So better be unsuccessful in all my so called efforts in my life, and then we have made Krishna happy. And ultimately, who am I? I'm just a servant. I will be serving as a big professor. I will be serving as a pujari. I will be serving as a toilet cleaner. I will be serving as a cook. Ultimately, I'm a servant. So by keeping these three things very strong, the intention behind what we are doing, then whatever do we do, even the failure becomes a success because the intention is perfect. So this is what I can advise you at present.
Thank you, Prabhuji. It answered my doubt. Thank you for the very beautiful explanation.
Krishna, anybody else have any questions?
Yes, Prabhuji, I'm still forming this question in my head, but I'm just trying to understand. I'm just trying to understand. Basically, so Prayojana is, we know that that's the highest, that's the goal. So Prayojana is also like doing something for the Lord, right? So it's also activity that one is performing. So I'm just trying to understand, like when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected Varnashram, he rejected, you know, basically, like, you know, transcendental knowledge. So, even in Varnashram, for example, like, you know, we are, like, I mean, it's basically...
Okay, I understand. Let me clarify before you ask a question. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not reject Varnashrama. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected Varnashrama as the goal of life. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not reject serving Krishna, working for Krishna. He rejected that as the goal of life. He accepted only love of God as a goal of life. You got this point, Martin?
Yes, Prabhu, yeah.
Then you can ask the question. Yeah. You can continue your question.
So Prayojana is also like action that one is, like, I mean, because, like, you know, once the Sambandha is formed, Sambandha Abhidhe, and then Prayojana. So Prayojana is also like action, or what, like, you know, the purpose of, like, you know, doing...
Prayojana, definitely action is there in Prayojana, but there is an experience of love. So Prayojana is an experience. The action is not rejecting, the action is definitely there. It is not that when you go to the spiritual world, attaining love of God, all actions stop. Gopis are always active in serving Krishna, but they are serving in transcendental love. At present, we are also serving, but the transcendental love has not manifested. We are either doing Karmeshwar Bhakti or Jnaneshwar Bhakti, or we are doing Sadhana Bhakti. Or sometimes we may attain the Bhava. But when we attain Prema, that is love of God, where there are transcendental emotions also being experienced. In the chant, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted, how it was chanted? Pranayashtu dharam, constantly tears flow through his eyes. Now when we chant, tears don't come. Diktasya jivitvahom. What kind of life it is? What kind of, oh, when I chant, Gauranga bulite hobe, unnata shahira, kobe hobe. When is it going to happen when I chant the names of Krishna? When I say, say Gauranga, immediately all the hairs in the body stand up. It's not happening now. So, Prayojana is more towards the experience side rather than work. That doesn't mean there is no activity involved in that.
Okay. Thank you, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for such a enlightening class. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. If no one has any questions or comments for Prabhuji now, we can end the call. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Vancham Kalpta Rubhisha, Kripala Sindhu Yavitra, Patita Nam Pavaneyo, Vesham Yavitra Namaste, Nam Koti Vesham and Liki Jaya, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya, Srila Bhagavatam Ki Jaya, His Grace Kamal Lochan Prabhuji Ki Jaya. Thank you so much, Prabhuji.